Shalom and Chodesh Tov, good month for everyone. And this is, we're celebrating today the new moon of Aquarius, the Hebrew version. Although whoever is connected to the Eastern calendar, it's also the new year of the Chinese, Korean, some other cultures in the, and usually it coincides the Eastern New Year with Rosh Chodesh, the new month of Shvat, Aquarius. So what is the connection and why, what's so special about this month, that the special new moon that is also being celebrated in the Talmud, as the, according to the school of Shammai, this is the day of the new year for the tree. Tree of Life. Beit Hillel, their counterpart, they decided it's a full moon of Aquarius, which means 2 weeks from today. So, you know, so in the East, they celebrate from the new moon till the full moon to cover both aspects, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, the two schools in Jewish thought. Maybe. So what makes this month so special? What are the powers of this month? What are the qualities of people born in the month of Aquarius, the month of Shvat, and how do we use this month in order to grow spiritually? So, when we come to know the secret of any month in the zodiac, we have a basic rules that we learn from, and these are the rules in the book of formation that explain the mathematical structure of the calendar of the zodiac and the makeup, the forces that are hiding behind each sign. So when we want to understand the basic qualities of any sign, we look at, first of all, the season. And here the season is the winter, which is the fourth season in the astrological calendar. Okay. And here we have the fourth season, the winter, which corresponds to the letter He in the four letters name of God, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. So that's the letter He. And the letter He means Malchut. Malchut means the vessel. It means kingdom in Hebrew, but it means that in our world, in this world, the vessel is in control, in rulership, which means what determines our life, basically our destiny, is our behavior, our choices. It's not the light of God that determines our destiny. In the long run, yes. But in the short term, this is our control, which means we get a destiny that we somehow create knowingly or not knowingly. The element for Sfirat Malchut, the letter He, is earth, which is the representation of the desire to receive. As we said, the vessel is the desire to receive God's light and pleasure. It was created for that purpose. And therefore, we know that the three signs of that season, in this case, the winter, their main core force is earth, which means very intense desire to receive, very intense sense of lack, very intense motivation to achieve the fulfillment of that lack. And that means Malchut, element, earth, the desire to receive. Okay? However, every season is made of, composed of three signs, and they are aligned according to the system of right, left, and center. And right, left, and center, that means water, fire, air. So in this case, when we speak about Aquarius, in the core, it is an earth sign. Okay? That's why Aquarius people are very ambitious, very driven. They're not lethargic. It's like they have a sense that they need to achieve and they'll go and get it. And also, it's a left column of earth, which means it's the fire of the earth. And that means that the sign of Aquarius are deeply, deeply motivated and deeply self-concentrated, which means they're very, very, they have the tendency to focus on themselves, their needs, their desires, sometimes even have been missing the sense of sensitivity towards others because you're so consumed with your own needs. Now, what we know in conventional astrology, which is no different than a Kabbalistic astrology, it is also an air sign. On the external aspect, this is an air sign. Air means, if you look at number season number three, the fall, Zeranpin, element air, that means intellect and the need for balance. So on top of the earth, left column of the earth, which is fire of earth, it is an earth sign, which is it is very intellectual and very intellectual, very ambitious, driven to find intellectual answers, fulfillment, achievements, very, very driven towards that. But also air means communication. So it's very much focused on communicating with society, with the world around. So that's why we know that many people are Aquarians. They have, for them, it's very important to be connected to people. It's a very air sign to communicate ideas, to create ideas, and never to be confined to something very, very rigid. So if everybody believes in one thing, the Aquarian will find a way to believe in something else. They have to be unique. They need their freedom. They cannot be confined. They can't stand being stuck in certain situations. They need to get out, to burst through, to break out of the box, and always to recreate. This is the air. And the engine for that is very strong because it has an earth and fire engine that is the driving force behind it. So therefore, we see that Aquarians have a little issue with commitment, connection, staying with, committing to family. Why? It's like, why committing only to one, two, three people? Committing and staying only with these people for the rest of my life? Oh, this is horrible. It's like, what a dungeon. No, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. So you see with many, many Aquarians, you see this idea that emotionally, they have a problem to commit to the people next to them. I always bring the example. If whoever saw the movie, Disney movie, Mary Poppins, so you see the mother of the kids, that Mary Poppins comes to save the family because the mother is never home. She's never home. She goes and fights for women's lib and women's right. And she's so excited and she's so connecting to advertising, publicity, and being there with people with an idea greater than life. Meanwhile, her husband and kids are wilting and she has no idea that's happening under her nose. That is a typical Aquarius, which means it's being everywhere, all over the place, cannot be emotionally committed and even time-wise committed to one person. Now remember, we are living in an age that is called the age of Aquarius. So this age, we'll see how is it connected, but we see that a lot of people in our society all over the world are getting that idea, which means the idea of family is somehow discarded. The idea of being committed to a person, to a small group of people like community, it's like, no, you have ideas greater than life. And these ideas, like it used to be in the 20th century, in during 20th century, it was communism, socialism, nationalism, all kinds of liberational moves that people simply sacrificed the family, husband and wife relationship. Everything was sacrificed on the altar of ideas greater than life, and that what excited people to the level that it was basically a cult. Today we have other cults that also scream and yell again the same great ideas of saving humanity. Meanwhile, like communism and so on, it is a cult, and you see people replacing family ideas, community, committing emotionally to people close to you that you grow with and that you depended on, and you sacrifice all of that for ideas greater than life, and then you realize you're left with nothing. So that's a very similar thing. And so, of course, Aquarians have it in a very strong sense. All of humanity having that in a lesser sense, but it's everywhere. So we know something about Aquarius. So we know they're very strongly intellectual. They're very ambitious about achieving, but ideas of like communication, ideas of bigger than life, ideas of rationalism, and stuff like this, and that is the first research we do about the general idea of what Aquarius is about. Now we add another layer. This layer is about This layer is about the book of formation that teaches us the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet are the basic building blocks of reality, okay? And one of the manifestation is that every sign of the zodiac, 12 signs, is created with the vibration, the frequency of one of 12 Hebrew letters. Also the planets are also created by seven letters, and there are the other three, which today we know them as Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and they are connected to the three elements that are above the seven sign, the seven planets. So these three, Aleph, Mem, Shin, they are connected to air, water, and fire, which is air is Uranus, water is Neptune, and fire is Pluto. But we know that Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, they are more general connections and influences, not like the other seven planets. So that is similar to the other three letters. So here we have, in our research of the sign of Aquarius, we have two letters that represent another layer of forces that we are connected to in the sign of Aquarius. And you have at the top, you have the letter Tzadik for Aquarius and the letter Bet for Saturn. Okay? The letter Bet, the meaning of it is blessing, bracha. That's why the Torah starts with the letter Bet in the word Bereshit, that is known in the poor translation as in the beginning. Bereshit does not mean in the beginning. That's a very little aspect of what Bereshit means. But the letter Bet is the first letter of the five books of Moses, of the Torah, of the creation. So it means a blessing. Because the universe starts with a blessing, it's going all towards a blessing. although it looks like a curse, too long. Okay, now the letter tzaddik is the letter that its frequency created the sign of Aquarius. Now, what does it mean, tzaddik? Tzaddik, and in Hebrew, the Zohar is teaching us, you can say tzaddi or tzaddik with a K at the end, or Q in the end. And there's no difference. Tzaddik means the righteous. The righteous person is the connection, the true righteous person, is the connection between the upper world and the physical world. The letter tzaddik is the connection between the male aspect of the universe, the sharing agent, the power of the creator, the upper sefirot, the heavens. And that is represented by the Hebrew letter Yud. And then we have the female aspect, the recipient, which is humanity, its needs and desires, that is being represented by the letter Nun, female, Nukba. And if you look at the letter Tzadik, you see there's a Yud and Tzadik stuck to each other, back to back. So we can see it in the picture. Okay, so you can see this is the letter Tzadik. Okay, now you see the letter Yud facing to the right. Okay, and the letter Yud symbolizes the male aspect of the heavens, the creator, the giver. Okay, now facing to the left, you see the Hebrew letter Nun. So when a scribe writes the letter Tzadik, he writes a Nun, and then he puts on back of it, the back of it, the letter Yud. And the Nun is the female aspect. Okay? So the letter Tzadik is basically the bridge, the connection between the male and the female, the creator and the creation, the metaphysical and the physical. So there's something in Aquarius that has that sense of uniting the world together, to unite and making the world come to its normal, real state of existence, in which the spiritual and the physical, the godly, religious, emotional realm, living in peace and harmony with the physical, logical, rational, and so on. There's something very important about that. By the way, in the letter Bet also, you have here the top line in the Bet, that is the heavens, and you have the bottom line, that's the earth. Okay? And then you have a line connecting between the two. It's like, it's a different way to visibly describe it, but the issue is the same issue, which is the drive, the strong drive of humanity to reach towards creating an harmony between the soul and the body. That is like the condition when we're talking about the redemption of humanity. Because when you worship only the body, then forget it. The soul is ignored. The body will always be hungry, depleted, depressed. If you think just lack of energy, lack of connection, confusion, and all the darkness that comes with it. However, this is one aspect. The other aspect is, as a reaction to that emptiness, there will be a movement towards spiritual connection. Okay, so that's a very important concept. Okay, on the other hand, when you are trying to create a universe that is only spiritual, it's a universe with only meditations, love, prayers. So we have a problem with that, because we were made to bring those ideas into physical reality. Okay, so let us say continue. We have also the Ana Bekoach, the prayer, the Ana Bekoach, in which this prayer or the name of 42 letters, the first line, Ana Bekoach Gedulat Yeminecha Tatir Tzura, and especially the acrostic of this line, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik, which is the code to go back to the original universe in which he was one and his name was one. Him, the light of the creator, his name is the creation, when everything was one in harmony. And therefore, when we speak about Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Yud, Tav, Tzadik, the numerical value, we know that Aleph is one, Bet is two, Gimel is three, numerical value, Yud is 10, okay, Tav is 400, Tzadik is 90, altogether we give us 506. Now, 506, this is also the number for unconditional love, Ahavat Chinam, which is the slogan of the era of the last few centuries. It is getting stronger and stronger, and we have a problem with it because the outcry for equality, for loving every person the way he or she was created, all of that is the message. But we have a problem over here. We'll see that it's not that easy. We see that it's not easy. We see the slogan of communism was loving others as you love yourself. Okay, and in the name of that slogan, 100 million people and more have been massacred, murdered, just in the name of the greater good of society. How can you explain the greater use of good of society by killing 100 million people and more? Could be much more than that. Okay, when we're talking about communism in Russia, in China, in Cambodia, Vietnam, North Korea, you have a lot of places that in the name of equality and love and respect for every human being, you kill people. There's something really wrong with that story. Okay? And that goes back to, as we said, Aquarius on one hand has a strong drive and a very strong intellectual drive. However, there's a lack when you're not connected to the spiritual realm. You can't see the picture. And the correction for that is the connection between the spiritual and the physical, the soul and the body. But the moment you deny the existence of the soul, you have a very big problem. Because remember, when we're speaking about the tzaddik, and tzaddik is also sefirat yesod, the connection between the upper world and the lower world, okay, the heaven and the earth. When we're speaking about the tzaddik, the moment you erase and you ignore the letter yud, you stay with the nun, and the nun means falling, lack, emptiness, void. So you see people fighting for great noble ideas, but when you know them closely, you realize they are depleted and empty and depressed. Why is it like this? It's like you have to understand that you cannot have the answer in the logic. You need the spiritual realm, the level of the soul. So let's continue with it. Okay, so let's cover another aspect before we continue with our original question. The name, the Hebrew name of the month is the month of Shevat. Okay, and it has a very important meaning. The tribe is the tribe of Asher, for the 12 tribes of Israel. And we see it has also a very important significance in our story. Now, something very important, when we look at the symbols, the ancient symbols, not the modern symbols, the ancient symbol of the sign of Aquarius, you can see a human being, a man usually, carrying a bucket or a jar that there's a lot of something pouring out of it. So a lot of people think Aquarius, it's come from aqua, water, okay? So it's a water sign. No, it's an air sign. So what is that water about? What is the fluid that is coming out of the jar or the bucket? Why bucket? Because in Hebrew, the sign is dli. The sign is means the bucket. Aquarius, in Hebrew, dli, the bucket, okay? But in the picture, it's not the bucket. Most of the picture is a man holding the bucket, okay? So what's going on over here? Are we talking about the bucket? Are we talking about what? So when we're talking about the tribe of Asher, in the blessings that Jacob is blessing his sons, Genesis 49, verse 20, Me'asher shemena lachmo vehu yiten ma'adanei melech. Asher's food, translation, Asher's food is rich. In Hebrew, it's much more rich, but it's like Asher is, Asher, the tribe of Asher is fat, rich bread. The word shmena lachmo is fat and bread. It translated into English is Asher's food is rich. No, it's a fat bread. Okay, how to translate it? Both are symbols for richness. Okay, he will provide food fit for a king, which means what is the story of Asher? It's about richness, it's about oil, it's about whatever is the symbol of plenty. And think about it. If we live in the age of Aquarius, as many people say, this is the, first of all, one of the biggest problems of our age is obesity. We're fat, says Shmena. Most people are overweight. Why? Because food is available like never before. Hunger is scarce like never before. Yes, there's still hungry people. But when we are talking about the majority of humanity, and in many, many countries, do not have the same hunger problems that of before. This food is much more available, and not just food, is we live in a society of the religion of consumption. Consume, consume, consume. There's a lot, there's a plenty, okay? So therefore, when the symbol of the Aquarius, the bucket or the jar, and the flow coming out of it, this is the cornucopia, this is the Keren HaShefa, this is the connecting to the plenty of ideas, mass production, too much food for most people, and like never before in the history of humanity. So one of the verses that symbolize our age, the age of Aquarius, and what Aquarius stands for, all of that plenty of everything, okay, that is in that verse, Genesis 49, 20. But there's another verse that is also very much connected, and that is Numbers 24, 17. Darach kochav mi'akov vekam shevet mi'israel. These are from the prophecies of Bilam when he's trying to curse the Israelite nation in the desert, and only blessings come out of his mouth. And one of them is very, very famous. A star will step forth from Yaakov. A scepter will arise from Israel. And all commentators speak and refer that to the Messianic age. So the Messianic age and the age of Aquarius, it's the same thing. What is the special thing about it? What about the Messianic age? Do we see around us? So when we go to one of the strongest list of symbols of Kabbalah, you can find it in the book of Ezekiel chapter 1. And you have that symbolism of what is called the four holy beasts. It doesn't sound so good in English. In Hebrew, it sounds much better. But English is not made for that purpose. So Arba Chayot HaKodesh. And those four holy beasts are the lion to the right, the ox to the left, the eagle to the center, and the man. Man, the face of man. Now, what's interesting is that these four holy beasts also represent the four elements we spoke about it before. The lion is water. The ox is earth. The eagle is air. The man is earth. Okay? However, we can see another pattern that is very important for us. We see that the four, what are called in modern astrology, the four fixed signs in the zodiac are connected to those four holy beasts. The lion is Leo. And the Leo is the center sign of the summer. Okay, the summer we said is water. And Leo is the sign, the symbol for chesed, which is water sharing. Now we have the ox. The ox is the middle sign of the three signs of the spring. And that one is Taurus. We know Taurus in Latin is the ox. Okay, then we have the eagle. The eagle is harder to understand. And by the way, the ox is the middle sign of fire, left column, which is the spring. Okay, so the lion is water, the ox is fire, the eagle is supposed to be air. So the middle sign of the fall, the air signs, is Scorpio. But Scorpio is not an eagle. Not as long it's not growing, correcting, rising, ascending, spiritual develop with all the intensity of the Scorpio. When it does reach spiritual elevation, it becomes an eagle. The highest form of Scorpio is the eagle. So we have here lion, ox, and eagle. What's left? One more. So we had the middle sign of the summer was the lion. The middle sign of the spring was the ox. The middle sign of the fall was the eagle. What's left is the winter. And the middle sign of the winter is Aquarius. So are we talking about the bucket? Or are we talking about the men holding the bucket? And in Hebrew, man is Ish. And Ish, remember, if we go back, Ish is the same gematria, the same number as Shevet, scepter. Ish, and so it's a game of words in Hebrew. Shevet is 311. Ish, the man, is 311. We're talking about the scepter is the symbol of the Messiah, which means when humanity finally becoming that power that it's supposed to become. So, how is that connected? We know that the age of Aquarius is the age of plenty, the flood of information, This is so Aquarius. People of Aquarius, they need to know knowledge, communication, knowing people, knowing ideas, learning. The internet, it's all about the industrial revolution, the revolution of knowledge. Now we know that the real power and the real assets is knowledge, not real estate. Okay? And if we read Isaiah 11:9, when it speaks in Isaiah 11 about the messianic age, and a wolf will live together with the sheep, and so on, and they won't fight anymore. And you have that verse everywhere, but it says clearly, they will not hurt or destroy anywhere on my holy mountain, for the earth will be as full of the knowledge of Hashem as water covering the sea. What is the prerequisite for the messianic age, for the age of harmony and world peace, when the knowledge of Hashem is going to be filled up the earth like water cover the sea, which means the flood of information and knowledge basically will create sooner or later, will create the messianic era. What does it mean, messianic era? It's the ability that we have to use that knowledge finally to understand that loving others as ourselves is a scientific need, that without it, we will destroy the earth, we will destroy each other, and see the results, the mass destruction of nature, of climate, of people to each other, of families, of humanity, of sensitivity for great ideas, of money, of whatever ideas. But that's why we see among Aquarius, people born in Aquarius, huge hypocrisy. On one end, speaking about unity and unite and equality and great ideas of like advancement and improvement and so on. At the same time, you just create an age of loneliness like never before. That people simply join those cults of let's change everything and bring peace to the world because they're so lonely. They'll join anyone who'll accept them because they're so lonely. It's just the biggest plague of our generation is loneliness. Why? Everybody speaks about unity and about equality and so on, but it's all great ideas. There's no, without real true spirituality, without God, all of this is fake. So, you know, we said that the month, this month is Dli, the bucket. Dli in Gematria is 44. 44 is dam, blood. This is the bloodiest era in history. We have the ability to kill people like never before, and we use it. So, how can we basically heal our generation? How can we heal those Aquarius running like crazy to be everybody's friends? They have so many friends. They have so many thousands of friends on Facebook, Twitter, and just you name it. They're in touch with so many, but the quality of the friendship is so low, inexistent. It's not a real, true friendship. Oh, that you make like to somebody, and that's the real emotional participation in their issues. That's not the way it is done. So the Bnei Yisachar is teaching us Ki mazad li amu ha-tochnim harishonim. The early astronomers and astrologers, They said, "Ki mazal dli hu mazal Israel." The sign of Aquarius is the sign of the nation of Israel. Agam dekayim alanen mazal Israel, haydo shiyisrael demaseh b'Torah ofchim. Okay. Hinei yesh lomar, delevavur ze dli hu mazalo shel Israel. Therefore, the sign of Aquarius is the sign of the nation of Israel. So, intellect, learning, studying, cosmopolitanism, being everywhere around the world, being every nation's, every country's citizen, creating the first networking of trade, covering the whole world, not just networking of trade, news, many news agencies started with Jews. What is that Aquarian thing about? And also always being in the forefront of those revolutions, like communism, for instance, the revolution in psychology, always the revolutions that try to revolutionize the way we see things, the way we understand things in science, in medicine, in psychology, wherever we go. And from the beginning, the idea of one God, that idea came from Jerusalem, that idea of equality to every human being, what we're talking about, the five books of Moses, and the other books of the Torah, it's all about the ideas of that nobody is above the law. It's all from there. So, however, as we said, without the concept of God, you stay an empty bucket. You make a lot of noise, and it does not improve your situation and the situation of humanity. So why it's called dli, the bucket in Hebrew? Ki dli asui lishob b'mayim. The bucket is made for drawing water. Veze pu'ulato, v'hineh hu meshamesh el ha'mayim, v'en mayim el ha'torah. But what is water? What is real sense of plenty? Plenty of ideas, plenty of merchandise, plenty of communication. But why is it that humanity is still hungry? Hungry, lonely, depressed. Because the real bucket is in order to draw. Lidlot. The verb in Hebrew to draw is lidlot. Dli. Okay? To draw water. And what is water? Torah. Kemada Tamar, it says in Isaiah 55:1, Hoy kol tzame lechul ha'mayim. Every thirsty person, go to the water. And what does it mean? If you're really thirsty, you feel that you're not quenching your thirst. It doesn't matter how much alcohol you drink, how many drugs you already took, whatever, how many all kinds of stuff did you buy and shop and order online and in the malls, and you're still empty, because the only way to fulfill your huge urge to be fulfilled, and remember, that's a big, big advancement for humanity, because till not long ago, you were taught, brainwashed, that you should be ashamed that you want your life to be better. You should accept it the way it is. All dark age religions were about suppressing our desires to have anything. Okay? You should basically submit yourself to the government, to religion, to God. Stay with little, and when you die, you go to heaven, and over there you can celebrate. Terrible idea. Control. Brainwashing. But today, it's coming to the surface. People start to realize it's okay to want. You should desire. You should unleash your hidden desires. However, when you unleash your hidden desires and you're not using them to draw spiritual, godly wisdom, what will you draw with it? More emptiness and void, more superficial of every kind. One of the worst aspects of Aquarius is hypocrisy. Speaking about unity and love and unconditional love and acceptance and stuff like this, when it comes to the real thing, me and you, you're not there because you're not emotionally available. Why? As Rabbi Ashlag, the founder of modern Kabbalistic movement in the world, said, you cannot give what you don't have. If you're not fulfilled with warmth and love, you can't give it to others. You can give to others only what you have. You can talk about love and unity and equality forever, but you're not really free to be there if you're not fulfilled with spiritual light. So, therefore, the whole story of Aquarius and the nation of Israel is about being the servant to draw godly wisdom to the world and spread it. And by studying that, by occupying yourself with that, by making everything connected, not just to intellectual realm, but also to the spiritual, metaphysical, godly realm, only then you can really have the ability to transform all the diseases of humanity, which are selfishness, emptiness, hypocrisy, loneliness. All of these cannot be fulfilled unless we really connect to the realm beyond. And that's a letter tzaddik, the connection to the realm below. That's why you have to understand what the sages said in the Talmud, Tractate Yoma, Yom Kippur, page 28b, about Abraham's servant, okay? That he was dole umashke mitorat rabbeinu acharim. The word is dole umashke. Dole means drawing, using the word bucket, dli. And therefore, we have the moment when we are we going to experience real messianic age, when we use all the abilities of our modern age, of technology, spread of knowledge, access to wisdom everywhere, when we use it to our own real, true spiritual growth, in which you're connecting to the scepter. What is scepter? The scepter, Shevet, Shvat, is a symbol of rulership. Who is in rule? We, the people. We are equally in control. Nobody is entitled to tell me what's right and what's wrong. I have to achieve that on my own, and I'm not going to allow anymore to dictate what's right and what's wrong to me. And that is what we see this era more than ever before. Yes, we see all kinds of reactions. We see all kinds of attempts of educating people, depriving them from wisdom and for access to knowledge, the knowledge that will empower them to be powerful and happy, and to know they're entitled for their own way of happiness, because every human is unique. This is, the show is still going on. And in the next few months, we're going to see a huge intensification of that direction of more authenticity, more equal urge and drive for real true equality, for real true accountability, real true unity, in which people realize we have the control over everything around us, and we are not giving it up because we take the responsibility to bring it to real, true, authentic unity coming out of love, sensitivity, and real caring. So that is basically, I think, about this sign. We have more about Saturn And we also said Saturn is about discipline, responsibility, and self-control. Yes, Aquarians, they have very strong connection to Saturn in that sense, about being really serious. And when they go with the philosophy, with the wisdom, they love ideas and wisdom, and that's what Saturn is about. It's about ideas and wisdom. Doesn't care about material matters and physical delay and destruction and spirit. It's like when you're not connected to spiritual wisdom, you have delay and destruction. We are now in the age of wisdom. What does it mean, wisdom? Now we have access to wisdom like never before in history. And when we really connect to true, authentic spiritual wisdom, the wisdom that is really helping us to become better people, to connect to the light of the Creator and to the pleasure that the fulfillment of that light is giving us and sharing it, then we're going to see a real new age of more justice, more equality, and more authentic unity. Thank you for all, and have a great, amazing, successful month that we delve into the spiritual realm, that we draw spiritual wisdom, that we can purify ourselves with that and ascend to higher levels that we've never been before. Thank you so much.
Thank you.